Taliban and American military officials have taken to social media to accuse each other of acting against peace-building efforts in conflict-torn Afghanistan. The sparring via Twitter comes as the two sides are engaged in a months-long dialogue to try to bring an end to the Afghan war. But the talks have failed to deter the Taliban from stopping or reducing hostilities. Deadly battles between Taliban insurgents and U.S.-backed Afghan security forces in recent days have killed and wounded hundreds of people, including civilians. At least 16 people were injured in a blast targeting a bus near Egypt's Giza pyramids Sunday, security sources said. Most of the injured appeared to be tourists, and South African nationals were among the foreigners hurt. There were no immediate reports of any deaths. In December, three Vietnamese tourists and an Egyptian guide were killed when a bomb hit their bus near the Giza pyramids. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi will secure a second term in office, according to exit polls announced after the country's mammoth general election wrapped up on Sunday. Five different polls said the Bharatiya Janata Party was set to win 287 to 305 seats, comfortably crossing the halfway mark in the 545-member parliament. Sunday's vote wraps up an unusual vitriolic campaign that virtually turned into a referendum on Prime Minister Modi, according to political analyst Nilanjan Mukhopadhyay.
This was a recurring theme that he alone is the Lord Protector of India and Indians. That is what came across very strongly. In this campaign, Hindutva agenda was at the forefront. The deliveries of the government, they were not the primary showcases.
This is VOA News. Australia's ruling Conservative coalition won a surprise victory in the